From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke is defending the Fed's bond-buying program aimed at keeping interest rates low and boosting the economy. But House Republicans are skeptical. NPR's Craig Windham reports Bernanke was testifying before the House Financial Services Committee today.
The chairman of the panel, Jeb Hensarling, says Fed policy is taking the U.S. to what he called the monetary outer limits.
And if one remembers that classic science fiction television program, typically the episodes did not end well.
Hensarling says the Fed strategy creates considerable risk. Bernanke was asked about the looming spending cuts known as the sequester. He says it would be better to do less in the near term when sweeping cuts will hamper economic growth.
And instead to focus on the longer term where the real problems, I think, still remain.
Craig Windham, NPR News, Washington.
The late civil rights icon Rosa Parks was honored today with a full-length statue in the Capitol Statuary Hall. President Obama paid tribute to the woman who he says helped change the world the day she refused back in 1955 to give up her seat to a white man on a bus in Alabama.
Rosa Parks held no elected office. She possessed no fortune, lived her life far from the formal seats of power. And yet today she takes her rightful place among those who've shaped this nation's course.
House Speaker John Boehner called this a historic moment.
It's the first statue of an African-American woman to be placed in this Capitol.
Meanwhile, a section of a landmark civil rights law has come under debate in the Supreme Court. Justices are considering whether there is an ongoing need for a key provision of the Voting Rights Act of 1965. The section requires states with a history of discrimination, mainly in the Deep South, to obtain approval before they make changes in the way elections are held. Pope Benedict XVI has bid an emotional farewell to a crowd estimated at 150,000 in St. Peter's Square for the Pope's final general audience. NPR's Sylvia Poggioli reports the Pope dropped his usual theological tone as he explained why tomorrow he'll be the first Pope in 600 years to resign voluntarily.
With pilgrims and well-wishers holding banners with the words, "Thank you," Benedict took a long victory lap around the square on his Popemobile. Many chanted Benedetto, Benedetto, his name in Italian, which also means blessing. In his remarks, the Pope revealed that as Pope, he's had moments of joy in life, but also times of great difficulty, moments of turbulent seas and rough winds. He said that sometimes to love the Church means also to have the courage to take difficult, painful decisions. Many cardinals who will choose Benedict's successor are already in Rome, including Roger Mahoney, the target of a grassroots campaign calling on him to recuse himself for having covered up clerical sex abuse. Sylvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
At last check on Wall Street, Dow is up 173 points at 14,071. This is NPR. Members of the Senate Judiciary Committee heard from teachers and parents of those children affected by the school mass shooting in Newtown in December. The father of one of the first graders who was killed appealed to lawmakers to ban assault weapons. Neil Heslin says that he supports the Second Amendment right to bear arms, but he says assault weapons are far different. Republicans at the hearing said a ban would be unconstitutional. A boat hit a wellhead last night in the shallow waters off the coast of Louisiana. NPR's Elizabeth Shogren reports that an oily water mixture was still spilling out into the fragile ecosystem this afternoon.
According to the Coast Guard, a Swift Energy crew boat hit a wellhead owned by the same company. The company says the well had been shut down for several years after it became inactive. Still, when it was struck, it started discharging a mixture of oily water. Two boats are at the scene trying to stop the spill and contain the oil. The accident took place about 9 miles southwest of Port Sulphur, Louisiana. The Coast Guard doesn't know yet how much oil is spilling or whether it has the potential to harm wetlands or wildlife in the area. Elizabeth Shogren, NPR News.
In Colorado, authorities spent the day trying to reach people who'd been stranded in a snowstorm, and some drivers called for help after they got stuck on mostly side roads. The El Paso County Sheriff's Office says it also had to help about 60 students who were forced to spend the night in their school because the roads were too dangerous to travel. In a sign that business investment will pick up, the Commerce Department says orders for long-lasting factory goods rose last month by the most in a year. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News. In Washington.